What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 233 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Friday. It's Kyle and Ben, and we're ready to get your weekend started. I'm going to get straight to the Bet Online because I'm so excited, and I'm going to explain why. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. You had NFL and college football last night, Major League Baseball every single day, tons of stuff to bet. You got to get to Bet Online and get your account set up and get that 50% welcome bonus just by using coupon code BELIEVE. Your first deposit, you give them $100, they're going to give you 50 back on top of it to play with. Rack them, stack them, slap them. Let's go. Let's make some money. It's time to bet. It's time to win. Bet Online. It's where the game starts. Ben, when you're listening to this, when everyone's yes. listening to this right now, my golf course is back open.
I know. I played this week already. I'm curious to see how bad you play. As
I can't wait. I'm gonna be
is.
So
if it's as
I'm gonna be so
just
emotional.
Really quickly before we get into it, what are some of the changes that took place? Just run through rather quickly. What are some of the changes?
Just imagine every single green was redone.
Okay.
Four or five were completely re-sculpted. New sections added, new tiers added. Okay. Really cool stuff. They'll give you a lot more pins, bunch of new tee boxes, tons of bunkers. They made a lot of the harder holes more playable. They made some of the easier holes, they made some of the easier holes harder, took out a lot of trees to get, like, there's a big lake in the middle of our course that you basically can't ever see. It's very pretty. They cleared out a lot where that's a big feature. Huge, beautiful creek that runs through the course. They cleared out a bunch of trees where you could see the creek. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait. Imagine living within a mile from your golf course and you can't play it for 6 months. So
yeah,
I'm fired up and ready to go. When you're listening to this, hopefully I'm on the golf course.
Well, good luck, buddy. I shot an 84.
Yep. If I break 80, I'll be so fired up. So if I break 90, I'll be excited. So, speaking of, being excited and whatnot, this is the funniest thing that's ever happened, I think, in the history of golf. Okay. So this weekend is the Dunhill Links Classic or whatever in Europe. And it's basically, you had the BMW, and then this is another big tournament. It's crazy. It's across three courses. And then I think the final round you play at, St. Andrews, which is,
that's really
pretty
cool.
Pretty easy golf course. So yep, the funniest thing ever is happening. Okay, guys, think about what I'm about to tell you. This is you're gonna fall out laughing. So bad weather, of course, because it's Northern Ireland or whatever. Yeah. It's bad weather. Scotland is terrible weather. So what they've decided to do is there's a little window. When you're listening to this, there's a little window of good weather. So what's a solution? What is a good solution? If you only have a window to get everybody playing in the same weather, what do you do, Ben?
Oh, man. I guess you'd probably play it like a four-man scramble more than likely.
What do you do? Would you throw it a little shotgun start out? Is that what you're going to do?
A little shotgun start? Start everybody out on a different hole?
Yes, there will be a shotgun start tomorrow. When you're listening to this today at the Dunhill Classic on the DP World Tour, it's just absolutely hilarious. They make fun of the LIV Tour for doing a shotgun start, which that to me is still kind of hard to – I mean, it's still kind of weird and you got to get used to it. But so in the past month, they've been met prior, the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, everybody has made fun of the LIV Tour for playing only 54 holes.
Yep.
And shotgun starts. So in the past month, they've played a tournament with 54 holes and they're going to play a tournament with a shotgun start. That you can't write that.
No,
like you can't write that.
I absolutely love it because one of the quotes, and I'm paraphrasing here, was Rory McIlroy, and he wouldn't mention him by name because he never will, and he won't ever say the LIV Tour by name. But he said, I'm sure there's a blonde-headed golfer that is absolutely laughing his ass off right now. And because it's true.
How can you not?
It's one of those things where the two things that you've leaned on and made fun of, you've had to do in the last two tournaments.
That is just, I think,
and guess what? They're doing it for less money, Kyle.
Way less money. Way less money. And much worse weather.
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't know. I go back and forth on how I feel about it, but, like, I love it when stuff like this happens, and it's just, like, awkward, ironic hilarity. And for them to just have to wear it and go do a shotgun start when they've been dogging it for months.
Listen, they're starting to give in. Did you see where Rory said that we need to all sit down and have some sort of peace treaty at some point in time? Like,
oh, you know it's coming. They're in
cahoots. They're starting to realize, listen, we've made all these threats, and guys are still jumping.
Ben.
Like, we've told them they can't play in this, they can't play in that. And they're still like, so? We're still going to play in the LIV Tour. We don't care.
Man, this was all part of the plan.
This
is all part of the plan. We're going to build it up. We're going to build it up. We're going to create this fierce rivalry. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're going to kind of come together and then make this thing.
There's going to be no more President's Cup. It's going to be LIV versus PGA Tour.
You had the shittiest President's Cup from a viewership ever.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, guys, we're being played. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We're being played. And I don't care, because it could be awesome at the end of the day, but, like, let's just be honest. Everybody is on the same team here.
Yeah.
I totally believe everybody's on the same team. Some dudes are getting paid handsomely to play the bad guy, and there's other people that are getting paid handsomely to be the good guy. And we're the sheep. We just want to see good golf. It's like WCW and WWF.
Kyle, you can't tell me they all live together down in that Jupiter Windermere area.
Laughing their ass off.
You can't tell me they're not running into one another, walking dogs.
Totally.
And when they're like, no, I haven't talked to any of them. I call horse shit on all that now.
Totally.
Because
totally.
They are walking their golden retrievers with their beautiful lives. And they're like, hey, man, did you see what USA Today said about us today? Did you see what the Inquirer posted next week? I mean, it is. You're right.
So being obvious.
And that damn TV deal's about to kick off with FS1 for the LIV Tour. LIV Tour may end up going on Fox.
In other words,
I mean,
if we can talk about the TV deal really quick. So the TV deal, it's essentially a lot of times when there's a TV station, y'all know this, and there's a sports whatever, like the NFL, CBS and Fox and NBC, they all pay the NFL just gobs of money to be able to show their rights to show their product on their channel and then sell advertising. Well, nobody's got the balls to do that by the LIV Tour. So the LIV Tour is going about it the opposite way. It says, fine, if you won't buy us, we will just buy 3 hours of airtime.
I think that's phenomenal.
We got the money. We're going to buy 3 hours of airtime. We're going to put our stuff on with no commercials. How about that?
I love it.
How does that make you feel?
I absolutely love it. I told you, I can't believe they didn't do that to begin with.
And then it's going to kill it. It's going to kill it. And then they're going to be like, okay, now we have to buy. Like, we could sell the crap out of it. We could make a ton of money off this. So,
oh, yeah, that's going to be a one-year deal. That will not be a 5-10-year deal. Because LIV's going to be like, after you see the product, you're going to be like, now I got to pay these guys. So, it's going to be a one-year
deal. Well, that's not going to happen until next season, or it's going to happen
next season.
So, Doral.
I mean, unless they work on something to cover that Doral tournament.
They got to.
$50 million tournament.
They've got to.
Are you kidding me? Trump coming out there and making an appearance at Doral on FS1 with commercial free, where they have to air it. They can't go to commercial. Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow. Yeah. And then it's that team event, alternate shot, match play. That'd be sick. I hope they do it. I hope they do it, because I'm ready to watch it. It's not hard to watch it on YouTube, but it's just like, I just don't want
to
watch it.
You don't think to go there. Like, you're flipping around your channels. I mean, I have YouTube. We stream. I have YouTube TV, but I still have to go to the YouTube app in order to watch it, instead of just flipping back and forth between the PGA Tour that I want to watch and watching that. And everybody's like, yeah, but you got to tap. I'm not doing all that. No. All right, I'm not putting in that much effort on a Sunday afternoon. I got a beer in my hand. I don't need my tablet in my hand with me. I want to watch it on the big screen.
There you go. Talking about flipping back and forth, Ben, if you're on the golf course and you're playing in a serious tournament and you got a rangefinder and you got the slope on and they won't allow you to do it, you know what? I got a product for you. You can just flip it flip it from slope on to slope off. And that is the Blue Tees rangefinder.
Yes.
It's got all the features of the top dial. I can do a segue. Like, I mean, I'm like a pro. it's got all the features of the $600-$700 rangefinders. You get it for like $300 and you get to take 10% off that using coupon code DADBOD. Save big. Get, but keep all the features, keep all the stuff that you love from the top dollar guys, the toggle on and off slope, the buzz lock on, the magnet on the side, the scan mode, the red display. It's awesome. It's awesome. We love them. Blue Tees. You got to get you one. Ben has a pink one. I have the blue one. They look cool. They're waterproof.
Just sent Kyle a pic of the pink one. Yep, played.
Can't get enough of
by
it.
The way, the course I played, it's going to go, it's not, I'm not going to name it because I don't want to throw them under the bus. They now have GPS on their carts.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that I was playing with, they wanted me to shoot it. They didn't trust the GPS because I was shooting it and said, no, it's playing this. Because the screen was saying one thing on the GPS, and the Blue Tees was saying something totally different, about 7 or 8 yards difference than what was go. On the GPS.
You know what that's the difference between?
I'm telling you, it's the whole club. I tell you, go.
Part of bogey.
That's the difference between you ending your ass up in the bunker and being in the center of the green. That's what that is.
Love it. So, Blue Tees, check them out. It's where rangefinders start or something. All right. Yep. We talk. All right. So,
not their slogan, but they're going to put that on their website one day.
They should. They should. All right. So, you have the shotgun start and the 54 holes. This possibly could be even more funny.
This is funnier to me than the 54 holes and shotgun start. Because I sent it to you with laughing smiley face.
I think it could be. I think it could be funnier. All right. So the Sanderson Farms Open, that's the PGA Tour event this weekend. Round two is underway right now when you're listening to this.
Yep.
A lot of these courses, when these host these tournaments, they have volunteers. So it's kind of hard to get volunteers, people to come work for a weekend for free. So a lot of times they get swag, they get shirts, they get hats. They get stuff to, say, hey, thanks. We can't pay you, but we can give you a polo or a golf polo or something. So the volunteers this weekend are wearing Greg Norman polo brand polos.
Polos, hats, pullovers. Hats,
everything. Greg Norman brand for the Sanderson Farms Open event. So you see all the volunteers at this PGA event walking up and down the fairway with the big shark on the back. Oh. The shark. We're being played.
And here's the reason that they said this is because of affordability, because they couldn't get anything donated, so the course had to buy it, and so they went with this. So that's the thing. Who needs to be firing this? Jay Monahan. You're taking private trips to Montana and to Aruba and everywhere else using millions of PGA Tour dollars, but these poor volunteers have got to go slumming in the Steinmark Greg Norman gear in order to be at the course.
I love some Greg Norman gear.
No,
it's,
I do
it's
too.
Affordable. Actually, that's what the guy said.
Actually, I like the shirts. I don't like the pants, but I do like the shirts.
That's what the guy said that's running the tournament. He's like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Like, we have to donate all this money to charity. He's like, I got to find a cheap shirt. I got to find cheap. I got to find a cheap, good quality shirt to give these volunteers. So I go to Greg Norman. I go to the Greg Norman brand. Can you, like, I can't even think of anything to compare this to. This is like the most, that's even funnier than the shotgun start. You have this enemy.
You know what this is? Is like when they played in the Olympics and it was Reebok that sponsored, and Jordan would tape over the logo. He refused to wear it because it wasn't Nike or the Jumpman logo on their jerseys when they played in the Olympics. When it was, and I like, because it's one of those things where they had to go with who was able to give them a good quality product at an affordable price. Same deal here. Because somebody said something to Jordan, and Jordan like basically contacted Nike. He's like, what the hell are y'all doing? You got three Nike athletes playing on the Dream Team, and you got Reebok sponsoring it? What are you doing? That's what this guy should be doing to the PGA Tour. What are you doing?
So is it possible? Do you think Greg Norman had anything to do with this? Is it possible? Is it possible?
No, but I guarantee you he is taking full credit for it.
So you don't think he has somebody that's calling all the tournaments from now until December and is like, hey, I'll discount your volunteer clothing like crazy. Like I got to, but not as Greg Norman. Like he's got like a rep. It's like, hey,
no, I am sure that probably the rep Sanderson Farms probably carries Greg Norman gear inside their pro shop.
Okay.
And they probably went to their reps, their Titleist rep, their Ping rep, their Greg Norman rep. And they were like, look, we got to outfit these, you know, these volunteers. I need some bids taken out, put out. And at that point, that's when the rep may have called not Greg himself, but called the company and said, we got a chance to put the Greg Norman logo on every one of these damn volunteers. I don't care how low we go. And if I take a commission cut, we need to make this happen.
That's so funny. And they made it happen.
That's what I would do as a sales guy. That's what I would do because they had to probably bid it out.
There's no, they're like, they don't lose. Like they never lose. They never miss a thing. Like it's crazy.
Everything that the PGA Tour has said will fail has turned around and backfired in their face.
It's so funny. Like I've never seen something work. Like everything they think of works. It's absolute insanity. It's that, like, sometimes I want to be on the PGA Tour side, but it's like the LIV is running circles around you from a PR standpoint, they just think of everything. It's hilarious. Even just to say it, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to even say it, how that could possibly happen. It's so funny. So funny.
This by far is better to me than the 54 holes and the shotgun start because this is the guy that everybody on the PGA Tour, including the front office, has hated has been Greg Norman. Yep. It's completely turned around from people saying Saudi money. They keep talking bad about Greg Norman, period.
Yeah.
Like he's a jerk. He's, you know, he's doing golf wrong. He's ruining golf, blah, blah, blah. And now his damn logo is going to be marching around for 4 days at Sanderson's Farm in Mississippi. And all these volunteers are going to be wearing it.
That is just absolutely incredible. Jerks. Incredible.
Those rain gear with the shark logo right here on the rain gear, because they're probably going to get rain this weekend. Totally. All right there on the volunteers.
Yeah.
How do you let that happen if you're the
There's PGA no way you can let that happen. Like, you can't do that. Somebody's fired. Somebody has to be fired. Like, somebody that's like an intern or something with the PGA has to be fired. Like, that's something.
Is this a breaking point, though, Kyle? Is this a breaking point where the JTs and the Rorys of the world go to Monahan and go, look, we can't keep fighting for you when you allow crap
making
like
us
this
look
to happen.
So stupid. Yeah.
Like, this is dumb.
It's so funny. It's so funny. So funny. When we're talking about affordable, beautiful clothing, we would be remiss not to talk about Swannies.co. I mean, check the hats out. Golf is easy. They got their Golf is Easy hats and shirts and sweaters out on the website now. We got some in our box. You saw the pictures on Instagram. You got to check it out. You got pullovers. This thing right here, this pullover is my favorite pullover that I have because it's not baggy. It fits real good, but it's not like tight and sticking to you. It's comfortable, lightweight material, but it's warm as well. So I love sweater weather. I love quarter zip weather, and it's getting there where we live, and I'm just fired up. You need to go check out Swannies. Use coupon code DadBuyGolfBuy-25. Take 25% off literally every order from now until they stop. They turn our coupon code off. You can use it as many times as you want to. Save
Get
big.
Your hoodie now.
Get your hoodies now before they're gone. Check them out. Swannies.co. It's where fashion starts.
My stone hoodie is probably what I wear all the time around the house.
Stoned hoodie?
Yeah. Stone hoodie. The stone color, whatever.
Oh, okay. You're not stoned while wearing the hoodie. It's just
I didn't say I wasn't. I just said that I wore the stone hoodie. Yep.
Totally got it. Totally understand. All right. One of the last things we want to talk about is some comments made and then have a little discussion over it, because I think we may have sort of difference of opinion on it. But anyway, Sky Sports was interviewing Matt Fitzpatrick, talking about LIV Golf and getting a first official world golf ranking points. And essentially he's asking him, you know, do you think it's fair? Blah, 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 blah. And Matthew basically says, well, look, I totally get, I'm going to read the quote exactly. I'm going to kind of start it off. He's like, I totally get why they think they should get world golf ranking points. And I'm not sure that I disagree. I'm not sure that I disagree that they deserve to have world golf ranking points, but You knew, and this is the quote, you knew what you were signing up before you went. And if you did your homework, he actually says, if you done your homework, that's, I guess that's a whatever he, where he's from, wherever he's from, kind of linguistic thing.
Let me just out there. English is his first language. Okay.
Yeah. You would know that the process takes a year or two. So you probably have to accept that. And that's just the rules of the game. So what does he mean by the process? Apparently, when you apply to get world golf ranking points in a tournament, in a tour, in a whatever, there has to be so many rounds played for them to kind of judge it and analyze it and figure out how many points you get to get. And the players that play in it, they get a cumulative score of who all plays in it and whatnot. And that takes time. And apparently it's not something that you can just flip the switch on overnight. So, because there's a lot that rides on world golf ranking points. It's not like it's something that it's just arbitrary. Like there's a very fine-tuned system for it. It's been in place since like 1988 or maybe even longer than that, but maybe the most up-to-date one. So I could see that. Ben, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to pull a Padraig Harrington.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, damn the whatever points you're talking about. I want to see the best golfers in the world playing every time a tournament is teed up. So whatever you got to do to make that happen, make it happen. I will semi-agree with him where he said they should have done their homework, because some of them did do their homework. I think it was one of those things where they kind of were like, well, there's no way they can do that. We'll just sue them and kind of hold it up in court and I'll still be able to get my points. So I think that they did do their homework. I don't think they went – the ones that are playing ignorant, I know they did their homework. I mean, they had to have sat down with their agent and said, what am I going to be eligible for? Let's figure out this. Let's figure out that. What can take place? And then when they said, yeah, but they're stroking you a check for $400 million. You know what? Sold. I'm going. I don't care about the points. We'll figure that out later. But I see what he's saying, but I also – I stand by, like, what Harrington said and what some other golfers have said, where they've said, I want to see the best in the world tee it up. So – for you to sit there as a Rory or a Matthew Fitzpatrick and say, oh, they know they're getting injured, so they shouldn't be allowed to play. It's like, well, they still could beat your ass one-on-one. Like, and that's what I want to see. I want to see them beating your ass one-on-one.
The only thing, and I would like to just know more about it, but like, I don't feel like that's a uncommon thing, like for it to take a while for them to get this point system down, because it is, you're right. I want to see the best golfers play, but how do you decide who the best golfers are?
Right.
Is it just like a vote? Is it just like a, hey, let's do a poll? I mean, hell, Ricky Fowler would be in it all the time because people want to see Ricky Fowler. Mm-hmm. The world golf ranking is how we determine who plays in WGC events, how they play in majors and stuff like that. So you really can't just willy nilly throw a tour together, you know, overnight and expect that they're just going to honor it right off the bat. Like, there has to be a process, and I'm with him a little bit. The only difference is is there a clear cut pathway? Like, are they doing things to hinder them from being able to get golf ranking points?
Yes,
like,
they are right now. They are, because they're telling them they can't play in certain tournaments.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's just say me and you started a golf tour. Okay. Right. And we wanted to apply for golf ranking points. Is it like, okay, here's your checklist. You got to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. You got to have all those done, and that has to be done over a certain period of time. We'll just take that list. We'll go do it, and over a certain period of time, hopefully, you know, whatever we get. Is that what happened here? Like, is that an actual thing? Does the LIV Golf have the same opportunity that we would have if we started a tour or an event or whatever? I mean, how does that work?
To quote George W. Bush, the strategery in this I think that LIV did was, I think that they, based on what I've read and what Greg Norman has said, I think that they did ask, what do we need to do in order? Because there wasn't a clear checklist, because they keep coming up with like new rules. I think they're using this first year to basically get the PGA Tour, the World Golf Rankings people, to all come out and say, all right, this is the checklist. You need to check all these boxes and you can start getting points. I think they're doing that next year. Kyle, I think they go from 54 holes. They start going to 72 holes. They start having different types of events. They stop doing, they may still do shotgun starts, but I think they stop doing other things. I think they start going more like a quote unquote PGA 2, if you know what I mean. Like, so that way when they go to court or when they ask again, and they go, no, you can't have. It's like, why? We checked every box you gave us last year.
That's fair. That's fair.
And so you can't deny our players that because they're doing exactly what you asked them to do.
But
and now
you
just said, no, you can't.
What if they stall long enough that enough dudes drop in their official world golf ranking points that it's just so hard to climb back up to where you have to be? And that may be the plan all along.
I think that's why they're pressing so hard. Like every week, Greg Norman's coming out asking questions about how they can get involved and get more world ranking points. I mean, he's literally in the media every week saying, I've reached out to this person, I've reached out. And they're giving him answers. And I think they're just basically taking notes and they're going to be like, next year, they're going to be like, hey, awesome. Live Tour, year number two. This is what we're doing now. This is how we're going to play. And it's going to cover and check all those boxes that would allow them to get those points.
And then it's game on. Then it's like, okay, you got to piss or shit or get off the pot. So
because, see, they can literally, if they can qualify playing in two of those tournaments, if the DJs and the Taylor Gooches are playing well enough that week, they can play in only two or three tournaments and achieve enough points in order to compete in the WGC events.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the quick fix if they can get that list from the tours and from the USGA of what they have to do. And as soon as they check all those boxes and be like, oh, cool, we'll knock that out in the first 6 months, and then they can play in all the world events after that. Then there's
stuff's not going away. This stuff's not going away. And these kind of talks, like it's sort of like a realization that, like, I think that conversation says that they know that there's no way they can keep the Live Tour from getting official world golf ranking points at some point in time. They're going to get it. So enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the golf we're going to watch. You got Sanderson Open, Sanderson Farms Open, a little PGA flavor. And then I think the Alfred Dunhill Lynx, whatever. You get to watch maybe a little bit of golf at St. Andrews on Sunday.
Watch that shotgun start.
Shotgun start. Live Tour's Live Tour over there. Bangkok's right around the corner. Hopefully, I'm sure there's going to be new. They've won every freaking news cycle. There's going to be some more news drop there. So, y'all have a good weekend. Play some golf. Wish me luck. Hopefully, I don't cry on the first tee. I'm so excited. And then, we'll chat back on Monday. So, y'all have a great weekend. Watch some football. Bet on some football. Bet online, and hopefully win. And then
buy some Swannies.
Buy some Swannies with your winnings, and then a Blue Tees rangefinder. So, have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Dad Bod Golf Pod.
Always stroking.